Well, I'm here. I've spotted another old friend. I'm in the basement here at the National Library at Techchill, Austin Nicholas. Now, Austin's been here probably longer than anyone I know. He's a Brit. He's been running multiple companies. What are you doing here, Oz?
Really trying to understand or hear from other people who are doing great things and seeing whether there's any opportunities to help them and explore some opportunities and hopefully some win-wins.
Has anything particularly taken your eye so far?
I think really the one thing that's taken my eye so far is how the conference has grown in a year. So there's a lot of good energy. I think it's certainly probably attracting a lot more of a diverse crowd, which is encouraging. I think kind of it's just good to catch up with some people who've been working hard trying to effectively put Latvia on the map, because I think it's this sort of field or this sort of area that will really help develop the economy here, and this is what I think is potentially Latvia's biggest export. So it's great to be part of it and support it any way I can.
And you must have been running businesses here for, what, 15 years, something like that?
2006, where is that?
Right.
11 years.
Can you imagine that something like this was happening back when you started? It seems to me this is a really positive sign. It's not the sort of thing that used to even be thought of.
Well, obviously the world's changed a lot in 10 years, so I think it's one thing that I think Latvia and the Baltics, we do embrace change in this part of the world, and we're quite resilient and quite adaptive at managing change. So obviously with such big changes happening in the world of tech, Latvia's embraced that, and we have a lot of early adopters here. And I think one thing that Gabby mentioned from PINS, any startup, it's a great test space here to start things. And I think everyone is keen to help each other out, because we know that we haven't got the biggest market, but I think collaboratively we've not got a bad force here, really. And in that respect, I hope that, yeah, there could be more collaborative working, and hopefully, I'm sure some of these companies will hit that unicorn status, let's say.